This is Sergeant Bowman, Troop K, 9th Cavalry. It's June of 1903. Well, yesterday I passed through Slide Canyon in that country north of the Tuolumne River. And it wasn't an easy time passing through that canyon. You see all these rocks, the size of houses and bigger, off to one side as you walk through. And I remember thinking what kind of sound that must have been. And sometimes there's things in this world that's more than just a sound. When the ground starts shaking and you think the end has come and that crater is looking down at you saying, your time is up. Well, that ain't a word that you want to use sound for. Sound ain't the right word for that. And I'm going by, just walking by on my horse, and I'm trying not to ease it up and go up into a canter to get away from there, because I know whatever happened there happened a long time ago. But around here, I notice these rocks got a tendency to remember everything that's ever happened to them. This place got a tendency to remember everything that has ever happened to it. Nothing ever gets forgotten in Yosemite, and everything in Yosemite is being remembered. And we call that an echo. We call that something over your shoulder that makes you pull back and look quick to see if you can catch it. But nothing that ever comes through this place is ever forgotten. And you ain't got to lie down in a bedroll for too many nights before you realize that it's all being remembered and it's all being held on the way sequoia roots hold on, as if they're afraid that the spinning of the earth beneath them is going to make them tumble over. I tell you right now, that thunder that was made when those rocks come down such a long time ago, it's still here. And sometimes it's the sky that remembers it for you. And you call it a thunderstorm. You call it rain showers, but not when you in Slide Canyon. That's just a memory that the sky got of what happened a long time ago. So I'm wondering this. Will this place remember me? Will it remember my shadow cast on the earth? Will it remember the sound of my horse as it moved through that canyon? Will that be remembered? Will only something as big as a whole side of a mountain coming down? Is that all that will be remembered by Yosemite? I just don't know. All I know is somewhere deep inside me, there's a place like the one I went through, and that place also will never let go of all that it felt when I was here. Maybe I'll never leave. Maybe that's what Yosemite is saying. Once you get in its grip and it never lets you go, you may find yourself in another place, but you'll always be right here. You'll always be in Yosemite, and there's a part of me and a part of my horse that will always be riding through Slide Canyon.